This year's below-average forecast for pink salmon and an anticipated drop-off in some hatchery chum returns will mean another large Petersburg seafood processor is scaling back its operations for 2010. Dave Ulmer is plant manager for Trident Seafoods in Petersburg.
We don't see enough fish this year to run the Mitkoff plant, which has been, you know, has allowed us to peak up to some pretty big volumes. We don't see enough plant to do that. We've been having to send a lot of our fish outside of town to freeze, and so you know, we bought last year and got online a plant in Wrangell. It's a very, very efficient, cost-effective freezer, and so, you know, we're going to have to move the fish, you know, some fish down there to keep that plant operable and control our costs.
Trident's Mitkoff plant, about a mile south of downtown Petersburg, processes fresh pink and chum salmon and has operated 3 to 4 weeks during the peak salmon season. Homer says the plant has run 3 out of the past 5 years, but not running it this summer will mean fewer Trident employees in town.
We'll be downsizing our operation in terms of the number of people that we bring in this year. Yeah, that was a full fish line with all the support services. So, yeah, definitely we'll have less people here.
Any idea of ballpark number? Or?
No, you know, we're in the process of getting that done. It really comes down to, you know, how much fish we're able to land. I mean, we're still aggressively buying fish and you know, supporting fleet and looking to grow. You know, that's the issue we're all facing is we don't have enough fish. And so, yeah, it's a matter of going out on a lean year and getting as much fish as you possibly can.
Homer says Trident will still operate its downtown Petersburg plant. He says the recent Ocean Beauty announcement about its Petersburg plant highlights an issue that every company is facing.
You know, the industry in the last few years has become overcapitalized. There's more plants to run fish than there is fish to run. And consequently, there's, you know, sad to see that the Ocean Beauty plant wasn't able to open this year, but we're all going to be affected by, you know, cutting the pie, the pieces of the pie a little thinner.
Trident's purchase last year of the Wrangell Seafoods plant will allow the company to freeze fish in that community, and that will mean loss of business for Petersburg's public cold storage this year. Liz Cabrera is coordinator for the Petersburg Economic Development Council, which owns that facility.
We were informed by Trident Seafoods, who has been our anchor tenant for the last few years, that they're going to be reducing or basically redirecting a lot of fish this summer, and they won't be using the cold storage. So while I think we'll be open, we won't be freezing fish for Trident. So but it will be open for other users.
The cold storage opened up in 2006 and broke even in its first full year of operation. Last year, it froze over 2 million pounds of salmon. But Cabrera says the PEDC board will have to consider the loss of the facility's anchor tenant.
This is fairly new news to us, so I think we'll be okay through the summer, but we'll have to take a hard look at the coming months. You know, like as I said, Trident provided the majority of revenue for us to operate throughout the year, and without that, we're going to have to take a hard look at how we're operating.
Meanwhile, Petersburg's largest processor, Icicle Seafoods, will continue to operate its Petersburg Fisheries plant. Icicle Vice President John Woodruff says his company will be looking for every pound of fish it can to put through the Petersburg plant. He says any reductions in staffing will be in the number of out-of-town seasonal workers hired for the canning lines. But he says it's too soon to tell how many fewer people they'll hire. Woodruff said the plant would not see a huge reduction. The processors are also hopeful that salmon runs will come in stronger than the forecasts. A down year for salmon processing will likely impact revenue coming into city utilities, with less water use and less waste going up to the city's landfill. City officials are anticipating those revenue drops in their budgets for the upcoming year. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman earlier this month presented draft budgets to the utility board.
With the news of Ocean Beauty, you know, not opening this summer, and further negative news that Trident probably is going to be operating at about 50% capacity, and Icicle may be down 30% from last year, it's not looking too good.
Hagerman told the board he's budgeting for $35,000 less in revenue in the water department and a drop of $38,000 in revenue from the city's landfill in the upcoming year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.